Leading off tonight's Kroger-Roth report, Virginia Tech and Ohio State meet in football for the first time tonight in Columbus. And while Buckeye star quarterback Braxton Miller is out for the season after tearing the labrum in his throwing shoulder 2 weeks back, the Hokies are mighty concerned about his replacement, JT Barrett. Last week against Navy, Barrett completed 12 of 15 passes for 226 yards and two scores. Tech players like linebacker Chase Williams came away mighty impressed after watching the video of the Buckeyes in action.
Oh, they're a great team. They're athletic, they're fast, they're big, they're well coached.
Coached, of course, by Urban Meyer, the former Florida Gators head coach who's compiled a 25-2 record as coach here at Ohio State. With speed on the perimeter and a wide-open attack, this isn't the old-school Buckeye offense by any means.
Yeah, it's definitely a new look at Ohio State, and Urban Meyer's been coaching the way he's been coaching for years, and they're fast, and they get on the perimeter, and they make some plays in space, and it's something that we're going to have to prepare for.
Well, Chase will be prepared. After waiting patiently for his time to come, the fifth-year senior finally got to start last week against William & Mary.
It was great. It's been a long time. I've got one start here, and it wasn't even at the position I'm playing now, so it was great to be back out there at Mike Linebacker and doing what I love.
Doing what he loves. That's the mind of a true football player like Chase Williams, isn't it? And tonight, he'll be out there playing in front of over 100,000 fans and playing a key role in a primetime game.
It's definitely cool. It's exciting as a player to play on the biggest stage, national TV, a huge historic stadium. I'm definitely excited.
Chase Williams, Tech senior linebacker from Leesburg. Meanwhile, sophomore cornerback Kendall Fuller is locked in and ready for tonight's game as well, and he better be. Kendall will be matched up against Devin Smith, the Buckeyes' star receiver and Big Ten track sprinter. Wilson has six career scores over 50 yards, including a school record 90-yarder at Cal last year and an 80-yarder against Navy. Kendall told me that he expects to be challenged tonight on the field and from the opposing sideline.
Them having a head coach like Urban Meyer, you know, having the success that they've had over the years, definitely makes it so much more exciting.
Fuller actually led Tech with five tackles last week. He'll be a key guy this evening. You know, this is the first time ever that Virginia Tech has played at a Big Ten stadium, at least technically. The Hokies, of course, have played at Nebraska, at Maryland, and at Rutgers, but that was before that trio joined the Big Ten. All time, the Hokies are 1-1 against Big Ten teams, a win over Indiana in the Independence Bowl, and that Sugar Bowl loss to Michigan. This game tonight will mark the largest crowd ever to see a Virginia Tech football game with over 100,000 fans in attendance. The previous high, September 9th, 2007 at LSU. The crowd that night was 92,739. And that's tonight's Kroger Roth Report, presented by Kroger. Great food, low prices. Stay tuned as our Intello's pregame report continues, my exclusive sit-down interview with head coach Frank Beamer. But next, we're going to flash back to a game played 6 years ago in Lincoln, Nebraska, a night when the Hokies outgunned the Huskers in front of a record crowd. That's straight ahead after this from Kroger.